Shalom, shalom, and welcome back to another exciting episode of our ongoing Shiurim and series in Likutei Moharan. We are currently in the second Torah, in the third paragraph, paragraph Gimel. Just leading up to this, we had learned about the idea of the Chiyas of Mashiach, and the greatest weapon of this righteous Redeemer, of the Mashiach, is Tefillah, is prayer. That prayer is connected to the idea of the nose, the sense of smell, and how the Mashiach himself is going to perfect this sense of smell, and how that is connected then to Shmiras HaBris, our correspondences with the opposite gender, and Yosef HaTzadik is the epitome of perfection in Shmiras HaBris. Joseph, who then through his perfection in Shmiras HaBris, gained the birthright, the Bechor, away from Reuven, who was the rightful Bechor. Continuing in Likutei Moharan, paragraph Gimel, here we go. Umishazach alecherev hazeh, and whoever merits this sword that we spoke about before, the sword of Tefillah, this double-edged sword, as we learned before. Tzarech leida ech lilchom imacherev. He needs to know how to fight with it, how to fight with this particular sword. Shelo yata oisa liyamino lismol, and not to come down on one side or the other, but rather shehe koileya. But rather, literally, to split hairs. When you have the power of this sword, namely of tefillah, we have to know how to use it. It is possible to fall out too far to the right or too far to the left. Neither is great when it comes to tefillah. We have to be exacting. This is an unbelievably powerful, as we learned before, the ikar klei zayin, the main weapon of Mashiach. And when we develop our sense of tefillah, we have to be careful, and we have to be ready to use it well. And this idea of using the sword well can only be done through mishpat, through justice. Ki mishpat hu amuda de'emtza'isa. Because mishpat, judgment, is the central amud, the central pillar. Haynu shekoleya im klei zeino el hamakom shetzarech ve'eno mata le'yamin velo smol elo le'emtza. But rather, we have to strike, we have to hit at the right exact point with our weapon, right where we want it, and not at all tilting to the left or to the right. Right in the middle. We have to be very exacting. This is the concept of Yechalkel Devarav B'Mishpat, when the Pasuk says that he arranged or coordinated his items with Mishpat. But Devarav can also mean his words, namely his words of Tefillah. U'bishvilzeh, and through this, according to this, Kibel Yosef as a Bechorah Davka Miyakov. This is specifically how Yosef HaTzadik received the Bechorah, the rights of the firstborn, from Yaakov. Kamosha Kasav, like the Pasuk says in Bereishis, Vanina Sati Lecha. As I gave you, this is Yaakov speaking to Yosef, Ani Daika, me specifically, me meaning Yaakov. Why? Shehu Bechinas Mishpat. Because Yaakov is the concept of Mishpat, of judgment. Avram is chesed, that's on one side of the coin. Yitzchak is gevura, is strong strength, and that's on the other side. One side is very loving, one side is stricter, and Yaakov comes right in the middle to hit that mishpat. You have Avram on one side, you have Yitzchak on the other, and you have Yaakov right in the middle, who is this concept of splitting hairs with exacting our words in tefillah. V'zeh, and this is what the Pasuk says in Tehillim, ki chok li Yisrael hu, that it should be a chok for the Jewish people. Bechinas bris. Chok is referred to as bris. Chok means, and it specifically is used in one of the brachos that we make at a bris milah, saying that they will make an impression or an everlasting mark on his flesh. Kamosha Kasav, like the Pasuk says, chok b'she'ero sam. That's what it says in the bracha there. Mishpat leloke Yaakov. Mishpat leloke Yaakov. The judgment for the God of Yaakov. Because Yaakov is Mishpat. He's the middle of Avram and Yitzchak. Avram is Chesed. Yitzchak is Gevura. You have kindness on one side, you have strength on the other. And Mishpat, divine judgment, splits the hairs right in the middle. Mishpat leloke Yaakov. Hainu shetzarech Yosef lekabel zois acherev mebchinas Mishpat. Namely, that it's necessary for Yosef to receive this sword, which is the concept of Mishpat, the sword that splits things, and the Mishpat is right in the middle of the chesed, the kindness, and on the other side, the strength. Kadei sheyechalkel devarav b'mishpat, namely, that he can order his words of prayer, that we saw in the pasuk before, with justice. V'zeh mishpatecha lamelech tein. And this is when the pasuk says in Tehillim, give your judgment to the melech. Specifically, shemashiach yekabel b'mechinas mishpat. That Mashiach, the righteous redeemer, should receive this concept of mishpat. Connecting this idea of mishpat to Mashiach back all the way to the beginning of our Torah. Here we go, continuing in paragraph Dalet, V'al yedei ma zoichel v'chinas mishpat. Through what, meaning how, can we merit this divine justice? Al yedei tzedakah, through giving charity. Sha'al yedei tzedakah, oichzim aminas mishpat, that through giving tzedakah, you grab on to this character trait of justice. Kamo shekasav, like the pasuk says, tzidkas Hashem, also mishpatav. It connects the tzedakah, the righteousness of God, with the divine justice. Kamo shekasav, like the pasuk says, mishpat u'tzedakah b'Yaakov. And now Rabbi Nachman brings another proof text connecting mishpat with tzedakah and Yaakov Avinu, this middle path. Ki tzedakah hu al yidei mishpat. Because tzedakah, this is through the justice. Kamo shekasav, Elokim shoifet, ze yashpil ve ze yarim. That God is the judge, and uplifts some and lowers others, most specifically in monetary value. When you sit before a judge or a tribunal, one person is going to lose some money in most cases, and the other is going to gain some money. And the ultimate judge, whether it's a Beis Din, a particular judge, or the Almighty Hashem on high, is going to mete out what justice will be. Shemorish laze umayshi laze ukishnais in tzedakah hu bevchinas ze yashpil shemechasim mamono hu bevchinas ze yarim umayshi lani. When you give tzedakah, by definition, you are lowering your level of wealth and raising the level of wealth of the receiver. If I have $15 and I give $2 to charity, I now have 13, and that receiver of the charity now has 2. He's a little bit higher than he was, and I'm a little bit lower than I was. Nimsa. That when you grab this idea of tzedakah, this is how you achieve mishpat, justice. When you go to a court, the court needs to decide if so-and-so's dog ate all of my flowers, how much of it is my fault versus the dog's fault or the owner of the dog's fault, and the court has to decide who gets more money and who gets less. So it is for this reason that we are supposed to separate tzedakah before davening, in order for our words to become ordered properly, namely our tfilos. That our tfilos should literally split hairs. As our rabbis ask, why did Yaakov give the Bechora, the rights of the firstborn, to Yosef? Because he was kilkel. He arranged, as we saw that word before, for him. That specifically, this is an analogy for a homeowner, a person who takes in an orphan and raises him and takes care of all of his needs. And then when that orphan goes out and starts to provide for himself later in life, he then attempts to repay that balabayas. So too with Yaakov and Yosef. When Yaakov went down to Mitzrayim, his son Yosef, who had become the viceroy of Egypt, was now able to take care of his needs. He wanted to be able to repay him, so he went ahead and gave him the bechor in attempts to repay that previous chesed. Kamo shekasav v'yechal kel Yosef es aviv es echav lechem lefi hataf. And that Yosef provided for the needs of his father and his brothers all according to their taf, meaning their children. Kamo, like it says in the pasuk, hateif el darom. Rabbi Nachman's making a play on words here. The word taf means children or babies. Taif means to expound or to preach or to speak towards Durom, specifically found in Sefer Yechezkel, Lashon Dibor. This is the language of speaking, Lefi HaTaf, that he provided according to the language, namely, Hainu, Shehayesh Shegura Tfilasoi Befiv Al Yidei HaTzedakah, namely that tfila flowed, it was natural coming from his mouth, and to give that tzedakah when he provided for his brothers, and through the tzedakah that he did, that he gave, nasan lo Yaakov, Yaakov gave him the birthright, hubachines mishpat. This is mishpat, that we're balancing out the two sides, making one wealthier, which is making one poorer, and coming more to an equilibrium. as a bechor shehu bechinas tefila, that the bechor, the rights of the firstborn, are the concepts of tefila. As you may recall, the rights of the firstborn get a double pishnayim, and the tefila is likened to a double-edged sword. Kamosha kasav, like the pasuk says, v'ani nesati lecha shchem, and I have given you shchem, ani daika, me specifically, the ani shehu, because that ani bechinas mishpat. That ani that is Yaakov is the concept of divine justice. To briefly summarize what the Rebbe is teaching us in these last two paragraphs, when we merit the powerful double-edged sword of prayer, we have to learn how to use it. We have to be so careful to literally split hairs, not to the right and not to the left. How do we do that? Through growth in mishpat, in justice. How do we merit growth in justice and recognition of this? Through tzedakah. The Rebbe tells us specifically through following the advice brought down all the way through Shulchan Aruch to separate tzedakah before davening. This will help our prayers be in the proper order. This entire idea gives us a deeper understanding into the lifelong relationship between Yaakov and Yosef, providing for each other. Wishing everyone a beautiful day, and I look forward to continuing to learn the second Torah in Likutei Moran.